Good evening. It's just gone 5 minutes past seven. Welcome to Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000 with myself, Dumisang Dlovu. We would love to hear from you as usual between now and 8 p.m. Call us on 011-731-8500. Tweet us on at Radio 2000ZA or at MoneyWeb Radio. You can also email us on radio at moneyweb.co.za. On the show this evening, we talk markets with Just One Lab founder Simon Brown. Then we take a look at the day's top business news, starting with the Ford Kuga recall. MoneyWeb journalist Antoinette Slabbert will talk us through that. Then we discuss the APSA Public Protector Report with Advocate Paul Hoffman of Accountability Now. Straight after that, we turn our focus to the World Economic Forum, which kicks off in Davos, Switzerland tomorrow. In the second half hour of Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000, we get into our Personal Finance Monday topic, talking about sticking to your financial resolutions with Executive Vice President of Africa and Middle East at Sage, Anton van Heerden. Then we speak to the founder of Glam Foodie, Charmaine Ramulope, in our weekly Women in Business segment. Of course, we will answer the day's question asking how to financially survive 2017. FNB's John Lewis will answer that question for us. But first, as we do every Monday to Thursday here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000 between 7 and 8 p.m., we ask you to figure out who uttered these words in our clip of the day.
And I feel good, lekker. Tina, when you're wearing your beautiful dress and you look good, but you go through the kitchen before you go on stage because the boss and the missus are sitting there watching the native girl singing. And you knew, but when you look at them, you say in yourself, I'm going to show you a chayele vice. That we never spoke about it, but you could see when one goes on stage.
Let us know who you think uttered those words. The number to call is 011-731-8500. Tweet us on at MoneyWeb Radio or at Radio 2000ZA. You can also email your answer to our clip of the day to radio at moneyweb.co.za. Stay tuned. After the break, we talk markets.